Amen. So they've had an opening word of prayer here. So for the Lady Warriors, we have Adria Roberts at number 10. We have Tia Goward at number 11. We have, this is a girl's name, it's Bryce Vickers at 12. We have Aubrey Becker at 13. Joy Clark at number 14. Courtney Craig at number 15. And Tara Goward at number 22. And, of course, for the Sandpoint Eagles, we have Alyssa Ludvick, number 11. Jillian Bjornstedt, excuse me, Alyssa Ludvick, number 3. Jillian Bjornstedt, number 4. Julia Johnson, number 5. Mariana Larson at number 15. Chloe Gardner at 21. Dantezza Paglian, number 34. Elena Kuchinoff, number 45. And Madison Thompson, number 15. Want to give a special thanks to our sponsors, the Shulian Corporation, the AC Store, and Penn Air. Couldn't have done this trip without you, and we so much appreciate the sponsorship and the help from the local businesses, and especially a great shout-out to the families that have assisted in getting everybody here. So we got handshakes around, actually being initiated by the Sandpoint Eagles coming around and thanking the Lady Warriors for being here. So I don't know if that's a just trying to soften things up, or they needed one more lap around the circle to get warmed up from that long four-hour bus ride here. But here we go. We're set for the tip-off. And the Eagles will playing from my left to my right, and here goes the ball. It's up in the air. It's tipped. It's controlled. It was tipped but didn't get out of the circle, and it was grabbed quickly by Dantezza, so it's going to go back to the Warriors. And here comes number 10, Adria Roberts. She passes off to number 12, Bryce Vickers. They're working on the left side. Number 15, Courtney Craig, is on the floor, as well as number 13, Aubrey Becker. They're working back around the top of the key. They're getting some help. We have number 11, Tia Goward, is on the floor. Number 12 goes up for a three-pointer. She's off the back iron and kicks off to the right side, rebounded by Aubrey Becker. Here comes Tia. She's working around the front. She's up at the top of the key. There's a step into the left elbow here, off the back iron and not recovered by the Warriors. Tipped out of bounds by Madison. Good. And it's going to actually, Madison didn't tip it, but it's going to go over to the Warrior, to the Eagles. Nice tip out. So the Eagles are showing here a 3-on-2, a lot of pressure here. A long throw into Madison, and is quickly gathered up by the Lady Warriors as number 12 down to the post to number 10. That would be Adria. So that was from Bryce to Adria, and then it went out of bounds. So here comes Dantezza, and now they're going to go a shorter pass. It's still going to be tipped out. The Lady Warriors are being very, very aggressive this afternoon on their hustle here. We're just under a minute underway here, so still possession for the Eagles, but they haven't had a chance to get down to their basket. Here comes Alyssa. She's got the ball. She's going to try to dribble out of trouble. She's past two. She's over three. She finds Julia. Quick pass up to Alyssa. Alyssa's driving top of the key. She finds Dantezza. Dantezza puts it over to Madison, who takes it down, puts up a shot, misses the basket. Here comes Tia. She's running coast to coast. She does it quickly. Nice reject by Dantezza. Ball's kicked out to the front. Lady Warriors are setting it back up again. That would be number 12, Bryce Vickers. Down to number 13, Aubrey. Puts up a shot, and it's cleared by Alyssa. Alyssa's going to work hard to the left, changes direction. She stops. She's got to have an outlet. She pushes it over, but the Eagles have gotten out of position. So here come the Warriors again. We're still tied at 0-0. Ball goes up, misses the iron, rebounded by Mariana. Here comes Alyssa. She's working for some help. Here we go. She gets it across the court, and she gives it to Julia. Julia passes it way downtown. Finds Dantezza. Now we're settled down with Alyssa at the top of the key. Cross court to Dantezza. Back to Madison, who's working the upper post, to Alyssa, who puts it up, doesn't quite get it. We got a rundown court controlled by the Warriors. Bryce Vickers is coming, running up the left side. She passes down to the inside, trailing by Tia. Can't quite get it to fall. We're still tied at 0. 5:45 left to go, waiting for the first. Here comes a bad pass, missed by Madison. Picked back up by Madison after a pass from Julia. Dantezza has it, swings out to Alyssa, can't hang on to it. Recovered by Julia and back to Alyssa. The girls are still playing a little rusty and tough. They haven't quite warmed up. A nice steal by number 10, Andrea. She runs it coast to coast, goes off the back of the glass and doesn't fall. And it's going to come back out of bounds. It rolls and is going to be coming back to the Eagles. We're still tied at zero at 5:14 to go in the first quarter here. The ball comes almost into Madison, but it's intercepted by the long arms of Aubrey Becker. She puts it up, but it's rejected. No, excuse me, they get a score. It's 2-0. Oh, bad off the foot of Alyssa. It goes up, and it drops out. Rebounded by a hard-charging Tia. Tia and Dantez wrestle it to the ground. It's a jump ball, and possession goes. I think the possession is going over to the Eagles. We have a substitute. Julie's going to sit down, and Chloe Gardner's coming in. Here comes Dantez. She finds Alyssa. Goes out of bounds. The Warriors are putting on a lot of pressure here in the forecourt, and it's costing the Eagles a lot of opportunities. Here comes Alyssa. She bounces across. She's into the front court. She's looking for some help. She finds Chloe kicking to the baseline, not quite tall enough to come down. It goes off of Chloe's hands and out of bounds. Turnover again. Score is 2-0 in favor of the Lady Warriors. No pressure from the Eagles. Here comes Tia. Tia Goward has got the ball. And Chloe ties her up, and that's going to be a jump ball. And the jump ball possession goes to the Warriors. They got it. They look for a throw-in. They find Tia on the out. She's going to get dribbling out of it, and she finds Andrea. Rodrea, long two-point put up, and it drops. Oh, they're going to credit his three. I thought the foot was on the line, but they give her a credit for three. It's 5-0 in favor of the Warriors. Here comes the pressure from the Warriors, rejected by number 12, Bryce Vickers, who throws up high, gets it back down, puts it up. Falling to the ground is Dantez. She gets back up, goes back over off the iron, doesn't fall. Here come the Eagles. There we go. Dantez has the ball. She goes cross court, finds Chloe, kicks it back out to Alyssa at the free throw line. She puts it up, doesn't find the range, rolls off, comes back down. Here come the Warriors. And the number 12, Bryce Vickers, kicks it down, and it rolls off and gets bumped out of bounds by an Eagle, so it'd be side out to the Warriors. Fast-moving game, just out of high scoring. It's 5-0 in favor of the Lady Warriors at 3:34 to go in the first quarter here. Another three-point effort off the iron, recovered by Dantez, over to Madison. Back to Alyssa. Alyssa has the ball. She walks up over the court. No pressure by the Warriors this time. Alyssa's looking for where to go. She tries to get it to Dantez. It gets interrupted, but Dantez recovers it quickly. Push back down. Dantez drives to the baseline. It gets kicked out of bounds by the fast-charging Andrea Roberts. Chloe has the ball, does a throw, and gets down a little Patterson off the post, goes up off the glass and comes back. Looks like a jump ball fighting two Eagles and a Warrior, and it's still looks like it's going to go possession over to the Eagles. Chloe has the ball. Alyssa runs out before the ball is handed over. All right, here we go. There's the ball. It goes into Madison. She puts it up off the iron, rebounded by Mariana. She's going to be fouled. Mariana's going to the line for two. We're at 2:58 left to go in the first quarter, and the score is still 5-0 in favor of the Lady Warriors. Mariana has the ball. She settles down. She puts it up, and it drops off the iron and kicks out of bounds. Let's see if she can settle down and get that one to drop. We have another substitution coming in. Looks like Andrea is going to sit down. And I think we have all right. Now we have it traveling by the Warriors, and it comes back. There we go. I think I've got the number here. Looks like we have Tia, and then we have number 22, Tara Goward, on there. So we got a pair of sisters on the floor. Goes off of Tia's feet, but she's recovering it underneath the basket. She's looking for some help. She gets it back to her sister. She's covered up by two Eagles. Great defense, and makes Tara move so fast that she drags a foot, and it's traveling on the Warriors. Here comes the Eagles. Chloe has the ball working up the far left side, moving down to my right side. She pulls up at the elbow. She finds Dantes, kicks it over to Alyssa. Alyssa puts it up for a three-pointer. It goes off the iron. Chloe's trying to get the rebound and can't quite get it. Striping here is a little bit different. Where we were at last night was a great big wide stripe on both of the ends, and today over here is just a narrow green stripe on the yellow floor. So it takes a little bit to get used to each floor or where the lines are here. But here come the Warriors. Nice throw in by Tia Goward. Picked up by Bryce Vickers, which is the daughter of the coach. Back into Tia. She's trying to dribble through the paint. She can't quite get it. She passes it down. Doesn't go high enough. Recovered by Alyssa. Covered up. The Eagles got to move out of there. Here we go as Alyssa tried to pass it up forward. Unfortunately, she passed it right to a Warrior. Back to number 13, Aubrey. Aubrey puts it up, and she's going to get fouled by Chloe. All right. Looks like it's going to be side out to the Warriors. It's 1:59 left to go in the first period. Score is 5-0 in favor of the Lady Warriors. The Eagles going to have to get up here and pick up the pace a little bit here. All right. Tia has the ball. She finds her sister at the top, Tara. She kicks it down to the low post, drives up to the elbow. Madison recovers the ball. Here comes Alyssa. Alyssa gets about three or four dribbles up. She's met by a couple of people. Down the court, she pushes it. Madison. Chloe has the ball. She gets it down into Mariana. Up off the glass, and it drops for two. We're at 5-2 with 1:34 to go. And finally, the Eagles are on the scoreboard. They're starting to warm it up a little bit. But here come the Warriors running at breakneck speed. But we're going to have a palming of the ball. That would be on number 12, Bryce Vickers. She had such a breakaway speed. And Chloe has the ball. She throws it into Alyssa. Here come the Eagles. Just a little over a minute and 20 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Throw into Dantesa. She switches place. People have to move around. Here we go. Kick back out to the left to Alyssa. They bring out two of the defenders. Dantesa gets a little rolling slough, and she wipes off Tara. Alyssa throws it. It's tipped by one of the Warriors, and it comes way down, picked up by Aubrey, and she runs it in for a nice pitch and go. That was Bryce Vickers gets the final put in, and she drops in a deuce. It's 7-2, 50 seconds low. And Alyssa's covered up, and she slaps that ball hard. She thought she got all the ball, but she got more arm. So there's a foul on Tia. Foul against Alyssa, but she fouled Tia. Tia's going to go to the line. Tia Goward, she'll go to the line for two. 45 seconds left to go. Tia has the ball. She settles it down. She puts it up in the air. Nothing but net as she fed a nice set in there. Great movement there on Tia's part. She settled it down. She's right at the line. She's got great bend and great extension as she goes. She has the ball again. She sets. She puts it up. Nice roll off the back iron. Rebound comes down. Controlled by Dantesa. Dantesa's looking for some help. She tries to bounce pass into Mariana. Mariana has it. Kicks it over to Chloe. Cross court to Madison. Madison drives into the lane. Kicks way down to Alyssa. Alyssa looks at it long too. She's getting a lot of pressure comes from the Warriors. Dantes has the ball. She tries to get into Madison, but the Warriors collapse on her. We're going to have a traveling call on the Warriors. They just had no defenders down there, and they lost the step. They were moving so quick. Here comes Alyssa, has the ball. She gets it down to Dantes. Dantes across to Chloe. Chloe back to Alyssa. Finally over the half court. The Warriors just have a lot of pressure. We're 6 seconds left to go. Somebody's got to try and put a shot up here. Watch the clock, girls. We're going to have another jump ball. And that's the end of the first quarter. The score is 8-2 in favor of the Lady Warriors. Well, what I can say is the girls certainly look a lot not as fresh and sharp as they looked last night. They did start out the game last night way behind. they were behind at the end of the first. By the time they got to halftime, they had tied up. So let's see if the Lady Eagles can get their steps back. It's really tough to get out of the van after you've been traveling 4 or 5 hours. You get about an hour to warm up, but that's not enough to get really fluid on the floor, as they say. So we'll see how that goes. But the Lady Warriors are definitely have a lot to demonstrate here. They've got a lot of hustle on the floor. They're playing an up-tempo pace. They're really pressing on the defense and setting up well on their offensive end. They're running some good plays. So pretty great organized basketball here from the Lady Warriors, and they have the lead at 8-2 at the end of the first period. So we'll see how the game goes from here. It's a great-looking start for this matchup. And I think the Eagles can still come back and get a victory, but they're going to have to work really, really hard. So the end of the first period puts it at 8-2 in favor of the Warriors. All right, here comes the team. Looks like it's going to be controlled by White. That'll be number 10. Andrea has the ball, and she's looking for some help. There's T, and there's boom, there's number 15. Courtney Craig is on the floor. She's another tall gal. Courtney Craig and Joy Clark are on the floor. They weren't there before. But Dantez interrupts that one, and she grabs that pass. She's starting to wake up, show her quickness. She's looking for some help. Back to Alyssa in the center. Alyssa's looking for some help. She holds up the ball. She kicks it to the left to Corey. Chloe. Chloe finds Dantez down. Underneath, a nice bounce pass to Mariana, goes over the rim, doesn't make it. Here comes Tia, foot race with Alyssa. Tia puts the ball up, doesn't quite get it, turns into a pass to number 14, Joy. Joy has the ball, and she kicks it out of bounds, and it goes over to the Eagles. Here comes Chloe, she's looking for some help. She gets it behind to Madison, who then puts it back to Alyssa. Kick down to Dantez on the right side. Oh, we have a little, Alyssa may have re-sprained that ankle. Yep, she's grabbing her right ankle. That's the same one that she hurt up in Nenana right at the end of a game up there. She's been doing pretty good, but this is a little different floor here. It's not our real hardwood floor, so it's a little less forgiving. So she came down hard on that ankle, and we'll see if they how they can do with Alyssa's absence. All right. Looks like Julie Johnson's coming on to help Alyssa. We're going to see if we can get a wrap or something on Alyssa at the start of the second quarter here. Here we go. Julie's got the ball. She gets it poked away. She recovers. She finds Dantez is now going to have to take over the real leadership of the team here. She tries to get it into Madison, but the quick hand to Tia. But traveling call on number 14, Joy Clark. So here comes the ball. Quick turnover and turnover back. So it's coming back to the Eagles underneath their own basket. Chloe has the ball. She puts it in. She tries to get it Madison. But tipped off of Madison's hand and jumped into Chloe's hand, and she was still out of bounds. So it looks like we have a timeout for the Warriors. Just a little over a minute's gone by in this quarter. We're at still the score is 8-2 in favor of the Lady Warriors. I haven't seen how Melissa's doing, but they're working on the ankle, trying to get a little ice bag back on it. They've got her shoe on and get that swelling to go back down. But, yeah, she just took a misstep on that one. And but this is not a very spongy floor here. I walked across it a couple of times. And so we'll have to be careful and watch that the rest of the time. So, all right, we'll get the boys fired up. They'll start cheering on the Eagles. So we have Chloe's coming down to work a little defensive here on Tia. And here comes Julia. So we got the speed burners out there. Julia's coming across. She interrupts Tia for a second. Quick pass down to the post. Can't quite get by. Madison puts her hands up. Madison recovers the Here comes Chloe. She's got the ball. She kicks it out to Dantez. The boys are encouraging him. Pick up the speed. Pick up the speed. Here comes Dantez. She works to the right. She finds Mariana down in the low post, but it goes off of Mariana's hands and out of bounds. Turnover on the Eagles. Side out to the Warriors. Chloe's there. Gets a hand on the ball. Disrupts it, but Tia grabs it right back. But Tia misses up, and she loses the ball. And here comes Dantez. She's got the ball. Waits for the team to catch up. She's working at the top of the key. She's outside. She calls a play. She works over the right. She's trying to find. She drives down. Chloe changes places. Dantezza gives it out to Chloe. Back to Madison. Down to Dantezza. Puts it up into the rim and drops it for two. A nice little 12-footer on the outside. We're 8-4. Here come the Warriors. Aubrey down to number 14, Joy. Joy puts it up, can't get it. Mariana's there on the recovery. She gets it down to Dantezza. Dantezza drives around to you. Nice job by Madison to put up a defensive screen there. Gets a little help, gets the ball down. Madison tries to get the ball over to Mariana, but it's off the hand and goes out of bounds. Looks like we're going to have a substitution coming in off the Warriors side. Looks like 14 and 22 are going to sit down. That would be Joy and Tara. And here comes Tia. Tia's ball is out of bounds by the last slap there by Julia. Nice hustle there on Julia's part. Here come the Warriors. Here come the Eagles on defense. They're starting to pick it up a little bit. The Eagles are working hard on a man-to-man and set up the little back screens. They got two out front that are really working. Julia's there, blocks off the lane. Tia's got the ball, but she traveled. She had a great shot, but she took an extra step. Here come the Eagles. 5:43, 8-4. Long fly into Dantezza. She has the ball, and she does a long outlet to Mariana. Back to Madison, working the right post. She puts it up off the screen. Can't get it. Right for the ball. It tips out of sight. Just tipped by the Warriors. Here come the Eagles. They have a chance to come up by two. The ball comes in. Finds it in Madison's hand. She puts it up and drops two. Sitting out there at that second free throw line, that second post position. She brings up two from about 8 foot. We're 8-6 in favor of the Warriors. Long downtown pass interrupted by Dantezza. It's going to be last touch by Warriors, last touch by Tia Goward. All right, we have a substitute. It looks like Laney's coming on and Mariana's going off. Here we go. Here we go. Dantezza calls out, let's do this. She calls it off. Long way over to Chloe. Chloe's got the ball back to Madison, who's at the three-point arc. She drives around the top. She can't break through the defense. Gives it to Julia. Passes it into Elaney. Loses off Elaney's hands. Here comes Tia. Tia's going uncontested. She has to pull up at the free throw line. She passes the ball out. Oh, a nice little floater by number 12, Bryce Vickers, and she drops it in for two. It's 10-6. Here comes the Eagles. Madison has the ball. Cross court to Dantezza. Dantezza looks to throw it in, but the Warriors are running right there. One of the Warriors got her thumb pinched back, and she's working. But here come the Eagles into Madison's hand. Back to Julia for a long shot. Up off the glass, recovered by Chloe. Loses off Chloe's hand. Kicks over the Warriors. Here comes number 12 running down, matched by Dantezza. She goes up and stops. Ball rolls off, tipped out by Dantezza, going out of bounds. Still going to be controlled by the White. That was Bryce Ricker who had the shot, but it just rolled off the top. Here comes the ball to the Warriors. We have the ball. Throw it in. Number 15, Courtney Craig. Tries to put it up, controlled down on the floor by Dantezza. Madison has the ball. She tries to get it to Julia, interrupted. Julia recovers off of Madison's hand, onto the floor. Madison blocks the ball, picked up by Dantezza. Then to Madison, throws over to Chloe, finds Dantezza on the trail. Madison sets up a little screen. T is there just trying to hustle up, and Dantezza is having to drive it in there. Nice pass to Julia back on the left side. Little setup. Oh. There we go. Back to Dantezza. She kicks it to Madison on the left side. It falls out of bounds. Side out. Looks like the second foul on the Warriors. We're both tied at two fouls. Ball comes in, finds Julia to Madison, who takes a look at a shot, puts it up off the back iron. Rebounded by the Warriors. Picked up by Bryce Vickers. She's driving down. She finds an outlet ahead, but it goes off her hands. Julia interrupts it. Julia's right here all over the floor. Julia's just flying like an eagle, almost interrupted by Chloe, but they recover by the Warriors. Bryce Vickers puts it up on a long two. It goes off the floor, off the iron, back down to the floor, and the Warriors recover. Pass it around. They give it to Tia. Tia takes her own shot at it. Goes up off the backboard. Recovered and controlled by Julia. Down to Chloe. To Madison. Thrown over to Dantezza. Almost interrupted. Dantezza has the ball. She controls it quickly. Bryce Snickers is pushing hard with everybody. Quick shot into Madison. Down to low post to Dantezza. Up off the rim. Controlled here. Batted around. Finally down by Madison. Off the back iron again. Comes down. Got quick outlet to Bryce Snickers. She kicks ahead. So we're going to have a traveling foul. They were just a little bit too far out. It was a great pitch and go, pass and go. Looks like we have a timeout called by Coach Nate. Score is 10-6 in the second period. 2:28 to go left in the second period. And the score is 10-6 in favor of the Warriors. And we're listening to KSDP, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, K201DA. Translating over in King Cove. Hope you're having a good afternoon. There's bright sunny afternoon here. We had beautiful sunshine all the way down from Healy, down past Mount McKinley. It was standing out in all its glory. It was just a great trip coming down. Very picturesque here in the Anchorage area out in Chugach right now. And it's just a gorgeous afternoon. It's in the mid-20s temperature-wise. Like I said, it's about 60 degrees warmer than it was last night under the full moon there in Healy. But it's a cold night on the floor here for the Lady Eagles. They're still a little rusty coming out of the van, trying to get their running legs back on. And the score is 10-6 in favor of the Warriors. And it looks like Alyssa's going to be out for the rest of the game. She's keeping that ice pack pretty well wrapped onto her ankle, trying to get that to recover. So we'll be without Alyssa's great services here for the afternoon. Here come the Eagles. They're bringing it up the floor. Dantezza has it. She drives in. She finds Chloe. Back to Dantezza at the top. She tries it. She's going to be wrestled on the floor. She's got it covered up. We're going to have a jump ball finally called by the referees. So we have girls on the floor, and Tia Gord is there, but it's going to be side out. There we go. And we got the Warriors trying to get in. Madison gets the ball off to Julia. Julia loses the handle, kicks back out. Here comes Dantezza. Dantezza finds Madison at the outside post. She puts it up. She's too far out. Hits the iron. Falls out. Comes up kicked out there. Looks like we have some more of the Eastern Aleutian Bureau cheering squad showing up here. All right. Turnover. Ball kicked out on a pass by the Warriors. Chloe's working on the defense here, and here come the Warriors. They bring it over half court. Chloe's all over Bryce. Julia gets a hand on the ball, disrupts Tia. Tia finds the ball. She pushes it down and passes it right into Dantez's hand. The girls are trying to get up the field, but they're being slowed up by all the defenders backing up. Quick pass over to Julia, down to Chloe. Chloe has the ball, loses it on the floor. Still on the floor. Tia has the ball. We're going to have a jump ball. Dantezza keeps those long arms, one hand on the ball. So we have a jump ball, and the girls help each other up, kind of giggling. Kind of fun to see. We're 1:29 left to go here in the second period. Here come the Warriors. Quick throw in. Bryce Vickers has the ball. She runs down quickly. She stops. She kicks it out to number 13, Aubrey Becker. Aubrey puts it up. Doesn't go anyplace. Off the iron. Picked up by Dantezza. Controlled by the Eagles. Here they come, bringing it over. We're at a minute and 10 left to go. The defense is really strong by the Warriors. Kicks down to Madison, but poked away with the long arms of number 13, Aubrey Becker. Got some really lanky girls here for the Birchwood Christian Warriors. The Lady Warriors here, their long arms out there. They're trying to get it. They're getting around quite a bit here. Long pass over to Julia. She gets it, swings it back to Dantezza. Dantezza dribbles out. Try to set a pick, but Tia is lithe and moves around through it. Chloe has a lane. She tries to drive in it. She loses it off a foot. She passes it out to Julia off the floor. Dantezza has the ball. She's down to 40 seconds. She calls. Dantezza works left. Julia runs a little pick. Dantezza tries to go, but it's blocked. Comes back. Chloe picks it up. She's got a handle on it. It goes out of bounds. It's coming back to the white with 29 seconds left to go. Still a low-scoring contest. It's 10-6. Here come the girls. They set up the defense. They're slowing them down. But the Warriors bring it back across. Here comes Bryce. She kicks it back out to Aubrey. They find it all the way cross court to Andrea. Back to Bryce. She brings it up. She drives into the paint. She can't get a handle on it. Looks like we're going to have a reach-in foul on Chloe, number 21. All right, down to 10 seconds. The coach is calling in, come on, girls, 10 seconds. Let's move it quick. Ball comes out to Tia. Tia takes a drive. Blocked by Madison. Recovered. Blocked again by Madison. We're down to 4 seconds. It's kicked out of bounds. It's going to be blue ball, white ball. Here comes. Bryce has a shot. She passes in. Back to Bryce at the 3 points. She puts it up at the buzzer and brings a three at the buzzer. That'll take it to 13-6 at the halftime. That's the end of the first half. The Lady Warriors 13, the Lady Eagles 6 at the end of the half. Are you there, Big Wave?
Take away my sadness. is my trouble. That's what you do.
DP 8:30 a.m. on the radio dial, but just underway on the start of the second period here. The score is 13-6, but the ball came in. We're underway. It's been passed around. We have Dantezza, Julia, Madison, Chloe, and Laney on the floor. They've had some good works in and a couple of attempts, but no shot. Little more animated, little pickup here. Ball is thrown off of Madison's hands and is quickly controlled by the Lady Warriors. Here they come back up the floor. It was nice to watch. The girls are picking up the pace here. Here we go. The Eagles are working on the defense. Chloe and Julia are working hard on the front line on Tia. Tia's got the ball. She stops. She's in trouble. She gets a pass over there to Bryce Vickers. Bryce has the ball. She's working hard against Julia. Kicks it way down into the corner. The Warriors have it. They drive across the paint. Gives it to Tia. Tia trips and looks like we're going to have a foul on Chloe. Just an accidental tripping call there, but not a foul nonetheless. That's the first foul of the period. Fouls were not real great. We're going to have a jump ball coming in real quick between Madison and number 13, Aubrey Becker. But it's going to be possession goes back to the Warriors, and here come the Warriors. They put up a shot. It's off the iron, controlled with a great leap by Dantezza. Here come the Eagles. They're starting to move a little bit quicker here as their legs are warming up after the van ride. Dantezza's screaming off the move. Madison comes to the top. She helps her out. The girl's going to have to work hard. We're going to reach in foul. It's not a shooting foul, so it's going to be against, I think that was against number 11. I'm not sure. They're not putting up the players' numbers here, so I can't see who gets the fouls. But side out. Dantezza has the ball. She's looking for some help. Jillian comes up to the top. Kicks down to Madison. Stolen by number 13. Aubrey Becker runs down, goes off the iron, swatted by the Warriors. It goes out of bounds, last touched by an Eagle. Here comes the score, is still 13-6. Warriors have the ball. Long three effort by Bryce, off the iron, controlled by Dantezza. She rips it down and drives up the left side. Here she comes. She works hard, accelerates past Tia. Kicks down to Julia. We're going to have her reach in. No, Julia. Jillian controls it, but she pivots and slides a foot. Oh, and she throws it with disgust at herself. And she got a warning from the ref because when she passed the ball back, she threw that a little bit hard at the ref. And, yeah, you can't do that. Always got to have great respect. So I'm not sure what else going on the far side, but Jillian's going to sit down for a second, talk to Coach Nate, get squared away, and Chloe's back on the floor. So here comes Chloe. She's harassing Bryce Vickers all the way up. Tia's got the ball, loops it back in. Bryce is in, gets it down to the low post. It goes up, off the iron. Rebound controlled by Madison. Cross to Dantezza, and here come the Lady Eagles. Chloe screams up to one side. Dantezza's got the ball. Looks like she's got her knee wrapped up, controlling it for those bracing falls. Madison gets the ball. She kicks it to the back. She finds Chloe in the corner. Tipped out of bounds by the Warriors. Julia lets the ball go because she thought it was over and back, but it was touched by a Warrior, but quickly Dantezza runs it down. Dantezza throws it, finds Madison, gets a great pass to Madison, but it's at her feet. Here come the Warriors back again. We're still 13-6. It's 5:22 in the third period left to go. Julia's harassing them. Here come the Warriors. The boys are calling out some help, trying to get them encouraged on the floor. Steal by Mariana. Here come the Lady Eagles. They're running down the court. Madison gives them some help there. Dantezza gets it across. She's working against Tia Goward. Drives around Tia. Gets it into Mariana. Back to Madison. Up over. Almost lands in. Doubled up. We're going to have a fight for the ball. It gets loose. Controlled by the Warriors. And here comes Bryce Vickers. She runs to the right side. Dantezza puts a hand up to block the ball, and it catches a piece of Bryce's face. Ball goes out of bounds. No foul called. But she got either her own finger or Dantes's. I'm not sure, but she's really squinting out of one eye right now. Warriors get the ball into Tia. Tia kicks the ball out. Finds number 15, Courtney Craig, who puts the ball up, and it hits her on the head. Great smack out by Madison, but as she hit the ball out, it hit the Warriors in the head. So here comes. Courtney Craig has the ball. They're passing it around on the Warriors' side. They put the ball up off the glass, poked away by Mariana, controlled by Julia. Off to Chloe, goes off of Chloe's hand. She quickly passes forward to Dantesa. Here come the Eagles, almost run over by Bryce from the back. Here come, oh, we're going to have a blocking foul on Chloe. That's the second time Tia's gone down pretty hard, and she's favoring one ankle, and she says, no, I don't need to come out. But we have some substitutes, so we have Chloe going off and Lainey coming on, and we have Tia's sister Tara coming on, and Bryce Vickers sitting down. Score is still 13-6. Haven't seen a change in the score since the start of the third period here. Here come the Warriors. They pass it out. They pick it up to Tia. Tia's bouncing up and down. She drives the train too, but she travels as she comes into the paint. Turnover on the Warriors. Dantesa has the ball. Comes into Julia, right back to Dantesa. She brings it across. She works off to the left. Nice little rolling screen by Julia. Back to Julia. Madison sets up. Back to Lainey. Lainey's down in the paint. She's working for some help. She can't get up because she's got arms and bodies all over her. And we see more friends from Sandpoint showing up by the minute. Here we go. Still going to be ball control by the Eagles. They get the ball into Lainey. Lainey's or Mariana. Mariana's pass is deflected. Picked up by number 10, Audrea. She runs down the length of the court, coast to coast, and drops in a teardrop off the glass. It's 15-6. We have a timeout called by the Lady Eagles. Coach Nate has the ball. 15-6. It's a 9-point spread. 3:38 left here in the third period. It's a nice facility here. It's bleachers are all on one side. They've got a big stage on the other, so it's similar to the Sandpoint layout. And but no low-hanging beams to get crossed up with here. So they did a nice job in the facility building here. It's got a great catwalk and a sky up overhead. So it's a nice place here. We're right off the highway as you're coming south out of Palmer. Take an exit there on North Birchwood and just across the freeway or right on the right side of the freeway. We're just to the north side, and it's right there at the crossroads or the Cross Point Church. And here come the Lady Eagles. Madison has the ball. She dribbles over the line. She gets over there. She's looking for some help. She kicks out to Julia. Julia has the ball. She's being pressured by Tara. She's now double-teamed. She's looking for some help. She tries to get her over to Dantesa, but the agile Tia is right there. Tia kicks it out. She puts it up off the iron. Controlled by the Warriors. Madison Hands gets the arms up there. Finally, the Eagles control it, but they've got to start scoring some points. Here comes Dantesa. She's working hard. The Lady Eagles are just still a little flat. They don't quite have all the sparks they had last night. Dantesa takes a look at a long shot, puts it off the glass like Coach Chris said, and it drops for two. Nice touch off the square. Just real great extension. We're 15-8. Oh, my goodness. We have Juliana Steele, and they're laughing on the floor because Julia steals the ball. They crash into Dantesa. They go down to the floor. Rebound goes up for a long shot. The Warriors maintain possession at their end of the net, and the ball goes up and down, but Julie and Dantesa are still giggling like girls out there. Oh, that's because they are. Here we go. The Warriors have the ball. We're at 2:35 left to go. Lots of fun on the court. Mariana, he puts out a yell. The ball's on the floor. It's passed out. A long two. It's up, and it drains two. That'll be number 10, Andrea Roberts. Here come the Eagles. It's 17-8. 2:20 left to go. Dantesa has the ball. Long ponytails flashing with her speed. She gets it into Mariana. Mary over to Lainey. Lainey puts it and drains along two just inside the three-point line. It's 17-10. The Eagles are waking up. Maybe they just needed to laugh a little bit more. Here we go. Andrea Roberts brings the ball up. She kicks it over to the left side to Tia. Tia has the ball. She puts it out. Interrupted by Dantezza. Recovered by the Warriors. Down in the paint to Joy Clark. She puts it up and it goes off the rim. Coming back to the blue ball. The Eagles have the ball. Turnover on the Warriors. It went off the rim and outside. Minute 45 in the third period. Here comes Dantezza. And they're still giggling back there. What can we do to have fun this time? Back to Julia. Julia dribbles out of trouble. She's being guarded by Tara. Down to Dantezza, who's breaking off the baseline. She puts it up over. Can't get it. Gets the second rebound. We're going to have a block by Laney. Laney helps up. Dantezza driving into the paint. She's at the free throw. She puts it up. Kicks off the iron. Controlled by Mariana. Lost by the Eagles. Goes out of bounds. And it's turnover in favor of the Warriors. We have a timeout by the Warriors with 1:38 left to go. They're playing pretty fast out there. They're moving the ball. I can definitely see that the Eagles are warming up to the occasion. They're just not quite there yet. In fact, they're still laughing about the collision between Julie and Dantezza. That would have been one for the funniest home videos, but we're not at home, and it was funny. It'd be more funny if we actually won off of this thing, too. But they're just starting to get some fun out there. Melissa Allward is looking at the wrap on Dantezza's left knee. Excuse me. Yep, on her left knee. I don't see it as anything but precautionary. Dantezza spends, I think, about a third of her time on the floor scrambling for the ball. So I think we need to invest in some pretty pink knee pads for these Lady Eagles. Or at least maybe pretty blue ones. Here we go. We have a minute 38 left to go in the third period. The Lady Eagles are down by 7. Here come the Warriors. It's going to be their ball. The Eagles are coming back and setting up for the defense. Dantezza sets up to start harassing him at midcourt. Here comes Bryce Vickers. She's back on the floor. Kicks over to Joy Clark. They're working around the corner. They try to break in. Can't find it. They pass into the paint. They work out for a long three up off the iron. Ripped out of the air by Dantezza, who's got that long reach and great elbows. And she cuts, drives the other way. Poked away by number 13, the long hands of Aubrey Becker. She's just got some long hands, great arms, and good reflexes here. Julie has the ball. She has to dribble around. Number 13, Aubrey's got too much hand pressure on her as she's driving by. You can't put your hand on him and ride him by. You got to give him space and keep the hand. You can touch once in a while, but you can't be riding him on the road. Dantezza has the ball. The girls have the hands up. Ball gets into Madison. Madison's looking for some help. Back to Dantezza. Looks at a long two. Goes up. Comes off the rim. Rebounded by the Warriors. Here comes Bryce. She's running up. Run down by Julia from behind. Puts the ball up on a great layup, not off the glass, just a nice job. It's 19-10 with 45 seconds. Long throw into Madison, quickly over to Laney. Laney puts it ahead to Mariana, but it's stolen by the great outstretched arm and number 15, Courtney Craig. Great defense that time. Julia gets down the floor and pokes it out real quick. Nice job by Julia Johnson. Still turnover. Ball goes out, still controlled by the Warriors. We're at 34 seconds left to go in the third period. Looks like we have Chloe back on the floor here for the Eagles. Brought in, poked away, popped up by Mariana, lost behind her back, and the Warriors control it. Long two goes up. Julia runs it down. It's going to be tapped by both Warrior and Eagle, but it goes out, last off the Eagles. Warriors are still controlling it. We're at 24 seconds. Here we go. Going to be chased down and poked out by Chloe that time. They still are doing great defense out there. The Lady Eagles are. Pass in. Ripped out of the sky by Chloe. She's got a great long outstretched arm herself. We have Chloe was playing against Joy Clark there. Bryce Vickers trying to pass the ball in. She has to pay way back court. They finally get it working around the three-point arc. Bryce has a shot at a three-point off the iron. Last touch by the Warriors goes out of bounds. We have 13 seconds left to go here in the third period. Here come the Eagles. Let's see if they can push it up the floor. Down to Madison, over to Julia. Julia has the ball, trying to bounce out of it. Gets the ball tipped away, recovered, down to Chloe. Chloe passes into Madison. Madison's run into from behind. They steal the ball. Looks like we have a I'm not sure what the call was there. The ref put his hands up, looked like a timeout, but it wasn't a timeout. We have 6 seconds left to go. The ball goes out of bounds. We have 4 seconds. Ball is still controlled by the White. Eagles got to hang on and try to do defense for 4 more seconds. Here we go. Mariana's up and down. The ball comes in. Picked up. Out to the 3-point. Great effort. Off the back iron, and it's no good. Score at the end of the third period is 19-10 in favor of the Lady Warriors. Pretty exciting third period there, but still, the Eagles have a lot of work to do to get back into this, and they're down to the final quarter. Just a lot of hustle there by the Lady Warriors, I can tell you that. The Eagles are coming. Of course, they're missing a lot of help from Alyssa, who is down with injury. And so they're getting a little tired. They haven't quite really warmed up yet from off the road trip. That's a real tough one to do, is to get loosened up and fluid on the floor, as they say. But they're working on it. Coach Nate is trying to get them hydrated and out on the floor working. And the Warriors, I got to tell you, they're playing good team ball out there. They're getting that ball moved around as the coaches work hard on positioning and working actually a real offense where they move the ball in some sets to draw the defense out, and it's working. So the Lady Warriors are ahead by 9 points. We're just about ready to get underway here with this fourth period. And there is the buzzer. We're waiting for the teams to come back on the floor. Here come the Lady Eagles. We have Madison, Chloe, Julia, Mariana, and Lainey on the floor. Looks like it's going to be blue ball to start the... Madison calls out, gets some help, gets your spot. She slaps the ball. Chloe comes running up, gets the ball, bounces off her head. She doesn't run to go get it. Picked up by the Warriors, goes over. Tipped out, controlled by Chloe. Back to Madison, no change of the points. Long outlet pass, but not long enough. Controlled by the Warriors. Number 10, Aubrey is driving to Andrea, is driving down through. Kicks it into Joy. Joy puts it up, can't quite get it. Bounces down, controlled by the Eagles. Kicks out, now controlled by the Warriors. The Warriors settle it back down. 25 seconds, 30 seconds into the fourth period. The Lady Warriors are ahead. Chloe almost puts it up. Lainey controls a tipped ball. Being really hassled there by Joy Clark, number 14. But here comes Chloe trying to dribble through traffic. Chloe kicks out, finds Lainey over the court. They're now in the forecourt. Chloe throws it long to Madison, not tall enough, but Julie is there to pick up the errant ball. Julie gets it back to Madison, bounces past Madison. We're going to have a foul on Madison as she was reaching too much body trying to get that ball. Here come the Warriors. Here comes the Warriors, and they're parking the wall around the outside. They're playing a nice 2-3 zone defense by the Eagles. Oh, number 13. Aubrey Becker puts up another 3-pointer, and that one counts. It's 21-10. It's going to be a foul on number 12. Bryce Vickers has a little reach-in foul, so it's still going to be three fouls apiece now. Into this fourth quarter, we're 6:44 left to go here. Looks like Dantez is back on the floor, and Julie's going to sit down a minute. Here comes a throw-in. Dantez catches the ball. She's got to dribble out of traffic. She puts it over to Madison, who wasn't quite ready. Stolen by the Warriors, and on a quick break, number 13, Aubrey Becker puts up the pass. Pass comes out of Madison's hand, trying to go to Chloe. Just can't get a break this afternoon. They're just not getting into those passing lanes as they ought to. The Warriors are closing them all down. The Warriors have the ball. They're pushing in. And nice work on Lainey to keep the pressure up, and the Warriors travel. So let's see what they could do on the throw-in this time. Get the ball into Dantez. She's going to try to dribble out of it. She's stymied. She stopped. Here comes Chloe. Chloe tries to pass. Too much space in between. stolen by the Warriors. Here come the Warriors. They have the ball. They dribble to the top of the key. Put it up off the iron. Get the rebound. Off the iron again. Get the rebound a third time. And number 15, Courtney Craig, is going to go to the line. She's fouled twice. Fouled, and she has two shots to shoot on there. So now four fouls, 14 fouls for the Eagles and three against the Warriors, or 6:09. Courtney puts the ball up at the back iron. Bounces out, falls away. Courtney has the ball. She lines up at the line. She settles down. She puts it up. Nice arc. But she stepped over the line, so no count on that one. The score is 23-10. Here come the Eagles trying to get the ball in. They get the ball into Madison. And they pass it back to bounce to Madison and bounces it out of bounds to Chloe again. So it's going to be a white ball. Here come the Warriors. They're moving great. Long two goes up off the iron. Touched by Mariana. Mariana's looking for some help. She could dribble out. Goes off of Chloe's hand because they're too close. Double teamed by Don Tezza. Looks like we're going to have a timeout over here by the Warriors at 5:54 left to go. The girls are just working hard, but the Warriors just are way ahead with 13 points a lead. But the Lady Eagles keep scrapping for the ball. They haven't quit. And they keep working hard on it. And should report that the boys, every time there's a little break in the action, they're down in the corner loosening up over there. So we're getting a little standful over here from the Eastern Aleutian Borough residents that are here in Anchorage. So if you're in the Anchorage area and somebody's texting you to come out, watch the guys play, the girls play. The boys will be playing here after this period. And we're out in Birchwood, out in Chugiak at Birchwood Christian here. So if you're coming out and get off at North Birchwood exit there, and we're right there at the Cross Point Church. Ball is thrown in, controlled by Don Tezza. She's got to dribble out of trouble. The Eagles are working hard. Comes into Madison. She has the ball. Quick, she turns to Laney. She gets the ball. Laney's in trouble. She's getting all covered up. Back to Madison. Don Tezza has the ball. Down to Chloe at the post, up off the iron. Chloe gets her own rebound. She's looking for some help. Tries to get it into Laney, but it's ripped out of the air by the Warriors. Here they come, down, up off the glass, and drop it in for two more. That would be number 13, Aubrey Becker. These Lady Warriors are playing very loose and aggressive out there, and the passes just aren't going hard and far enough for the Eagles. That one was tapped out. Tapped out by the Warriors. Here come the Eagles. They're trying to get back on the scoreboard here. They haven't added any points since halftime, or since the end of the third. It's still 25-10. Madison to Don Tezza. Don Tezza's got the ball. She's trying to get around. She's got a lot of effort. Way open in the back by Chloe. Chloe to Madison. Madison puts it up off the back iron. Rebound comes down. Saved by Don Tezza on the floor, but not recovered in time by the Eagles. Here comes number 12. Bryce Victor, she has a running layup, and she drops it in. It's 27-10. We're at 4:40 left to go here in the fourth period. Pass comes into Madison. Madison tries to control the ball. She stops. She tries to get it over. She does get it over to Madison. Down to Mariana at the post. She takes a step across the lane. Can't control the ball. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by a Warrior. Goes out of bounds. We have a couple of substitution changes there for the Warriors. We got Tia and Tara Goward coming on, and number 14, Joy Clark, and number 10, Andrea, sitting down. Ball comes in. Finally, we get Don Tezza gets a push in, and she gets a drop off the glass. We're 27-12, 4:14 left to go. The Eagles are putting on the defense. Here comes Chloe. Chloe's working hard on Tia. Tia's got the ball. She passes off to Bryce. Bryce brings the ball up. Finds Tara, throws it down. She's off mark. The Eagles get her in turnover. Here comes Don Tezza. She's 1-on-3. She puts it up at the basket, hits the front iron. It bounces down, controlled by the Warriors. But number 15, Courtney Craig, she travels with the ball. So we're going to have side-out turnover by the Warriors. It's going to be on the Eagles underneath the Eagles basket. It comes in Delaney. She finds Madison, dribbles out to the elbow. She's looking for some help. Into Chloe inside the free throw. Up, down, bounces. Two Eagles there. Finally it bounces out to Chloe. She can't get a handle on it. It goes out of bounds. We're 3:40 left to go here in the fourth period. Warriors pass it in. Here comes Tia Gore. Tia's got the ball. She dribbles up and slows it down over half court. The Eagles are kind of bunched up, and the Warriors are spread out. Madison comes in and puts a pretty hard block on Courtney Craig. She's going to draw a foul. Here comes Courtney Craig. She's got the ball. She dribbles down. She's set. She puts the ball up. Great arc right off the backboard and right in. There's another point for Courtney. Courtney has the ball. She settles down. She puts it up off the back iron. Rebound controlled by Mariana. Try to get it over the long arms of number 13. Aubrey Becker can't do it. Aubrey rips the ball out of the sky. Madison comes back onto the floor. Looks like we have a foul, a shooting foul. I think that was on, I didn't see who that was on. I think that was on Madison. And again, it puts Aubrey Becker to the line. Aubrey has the ball. She goes up, trying that one. Nice free throw, nothing but net. 29-12, 3:15 left to go. One more try here. She puts it up and drains that one. Nice form. Quick, fluid, and short to the point. Here come the Eagles. Dantezza has the ball. Chloe quickly comes running past. Dantezza has it. She's gone out. She tries to get a nice lob to Laney. It goes through Laney's hand. Tia, in her effort to get by, she trips on her own feet and goes out of bounds. The ball does. Here comes Dantezza looking for some help. She finds Madison. Back to Dantezza. She drives to the corner. She puts it in. It's a long two. Madison gets the ball. Chloe controls it. She rips those elbows. Gets it to Mariana. Mariana puts it up off the glass, and she's fouled. Going to have a chance at a couple of free throws here for Mariana. We're just a little under 3 minutes to go here. Now we got cheer going on by the girls on the bench. Here comes Mariana. She puts it up, bounces hard off the front iron, comes down. Mariana has a chance. Here she goes. She puts it up off the front iron. Mariana tries to get her own rebound. It goes over to Chloe, back over to Laney. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. It's going to be side out for the Eagles. We're 2:45 left to go here. Dantezza has the ball. She's looking for some people to move. Comes out to Chloe. Back over to Dantezza. Down over to Laney. Back over to Dantezza. The sky. She tries to go, but she's tripped and loses her footing, but she tries to get the shot off. She's going to get a chance to go for a shooting here. Dantezza has the ball. She settles down. She puts the first one up off the front iron and bounces back hard here. Got to get just a little more movement of those legs. Now we see Dantezza. The referee's had everybody last shot. Dantezza has it. Nice time that way. That one drops through. She had good leg extension that time. Here come the Warriors. It's now 30-13. Here come the Warriors. Chloe's still harassing everybody. Just enough to stir up the ball there. Trying to get the... there we go. Tia's got the ball. Chloe gets the hands up. Down from Tara to Tia. Tia puts it up. Control rebound by Madison. Madison looks for help. She finds Dantezza. Here come the Eagles. We're 2:15. Dantezza has the ball. She kicks it down to Laney. It goes through Laney's hands. Kicks out of bounds. Picks up, saved by the Warriors and brought back in. Here comes Bryce Vicker. We're at 2 minutes to go. The Warriors are kicked around. Tia has the ball. Good ball handling skills by Tia. She's working hard. They swing it out. There we go. Bryce has the ball. The Eagles are tightened up and the Warriors are all spread out trying to see. Here we go. Ball into the lane. Tia has the ball. She kicks out. Back to Tia. The girls are playing keep away. Back to Tia, who's down her lane. She puts it up, and she drops it in for two. Nice little 10-foot teardrop there. She worked hard, finally got in the paint, got open. We're at 1:25 left to go. It's 32-13. Here come the Eagles. Hard pass, but deflected quickly there by the Warriors. That was Bryce Stricker, who got into the passing lane. Goes out of bounds. Going to be side out by the Eagles under their basket. Comes into Madison. She puts it up and drops it from the pitch and pull. We're 32-15. 1:11 left to go. The ball comes in, goes off Tia's hand, but she controls it. The Warriors have the ball. They're working hard. They drive it to Tia. Tara down it. Pass goes off one of the Warriors and picked up by Dantezza. We're 51 seconds left to go. Dantezza has the ball. She kicks over to Laney. Laney catches the ball, dribbles down through traffic, kicks it out to Chloe. Chloe to Madison. Madison from the upper post. Off the iron. Picked up by Mariana. Back off the iron. Back up by Madison. Third foot back, and it drops. 32-17 with 30 seconds left to go. Chloe's hustling on the defense. She's starting to back up. She's working on the Warriors. There we go. Dantezza comes out to meet her. Tara has the ball. Oh, we're going to have a charge by Chloe. That's the seventh one, so that'll put T in a bonus shooting. She's 1-1. And I think Chloe fouls out with that one. That's her fifth foul at 19 seconds left to go. Tia Gord has the ball. She dribbles it. She puts it up off the front iron. Comes down. Controlled by Laney. Back to Dantezza. Dantezza comes through. She's fighting through traffic. She gets it down to Julia. Julia dribbles around. We're down to 10 seconds. Madison has the ball. Dribbles out of traffic. Stops. Can't quite get enough on it. Back to Mariana. Going to be poked out of bounds. She's going to stay with the blue ball at 2 seconds left to go. We're at 32-17. Here comes the ball. Dantezza is going to get the ball. The ladies are set. They spread out. They get it into Julia. Julia to Laney. Laney pushes it up at the buzzer, and it goes in off the glass. Last score by Laney. Final score for this game is 32-19 in favor of the Lady Warriors. Are you there, Dave?